Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Hey, Murph, have you at all been paying attention to this boat removal on the lakefront?
Is there a gorilla involved? Or... You're kidding me. I did not hear about it. Please fill me in next time we talk.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
Freddie's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a changeup for strikeout number 1,000 in the career of Freddie Peralta.
So I think it's safe to say that was the best part of the game on Monday night. Freddie Peralta becoming the fourth player in franchise history to record 1,000 strikeouts. Joining us, the skipper, Pat Murphy. I know it wasn't the best game, Murph, but had to have been a nice moment afterward to celebrate that milestone with Freddie.
I'm really happy for Freddie. He's been a huge part of the whole Brewer last 10 years. It's been wonderful to be part of it with him and watch him grow and watch him become the pitcher he has.
Do you buy him something? Do you get him something nice? What do you do afterward for that?
I think the guys, although in their disappointment, I think the guys will rally together and do something nice for him.
Talking with Brewers manager Pat Murphy, we go again against the Guardians tonight in Cleveland. Boy, you had an opportunity now that we play every major league team every season, right, Murph, to see some ballparks that some of your young team has not seen. Bet you got a lot of guys who hadn't played at, I guess it's Progressive Field now, used to be the Jake back in the day.
Right. It's a nice place. Really nice. They've done a great job. They've renovated it underneath recently, so the amenities for the players and stuff is just wonderful. It's a great ballpark. They've got great fans. It is great. It's a great the way the schedule, we talked about it yesterday, the way the schedule is and giving guys opportunity to see every stadium and play in every stadium, it's great. It's MLB has done a great job setting up the schedule.
Murph, is there a spot that you really love to get back to just because of the yard of the ballpark?
Yeah. American Family Field.
Well, that's a good answer. All right.
Well, does the team have rundowns? Like, okay, this stadium, when we get there, here's what you should check. Check the right field line for this. Watch for shadows over here. Check out for this at this time of day. Like, are there a long list of scouting reports?
No, I mean, there is an adjustment to every field. I mean, being in Tampa, now that was the first time any of us had been at Steinbrenner for a major league game. It's a spring training site of the Yankees, and to play on that field is much different, and you do need some time to adjust to it. The grass plays differently. It's a different type of grass. It's more matted. This time of year, the Bermuda grass that they have is more matted, and it plays differently. Their dirt's a little different. So, again, every field, every nook and cranny of every field needs to be investigated before you play and not come back to bite you.
Brandon Woodruff in the news. Unfortunately, it sounds like he's got a bad wheel, a bad ankle. So it looks like that return, it's going to be a little bit longer.
Yeah, you know, we got to do what's best for Brandon. This is a major thing coming off this surgery. As we've mentioned, you know, for him to be back this quickly is kind of remarkable. And then to be back and almost ready to go and then be saddled by this might be a blessing, you know, in that when you're coming back off major shoulder surgery, most pitchers take a while before they settle in. And we're hoping that's not the case for Brandon. But with all our injuries and all the things that we've endured, it'll be great to have him back. And I know the fans will come out, and I know it'll be a special moment for him and his family and really the whole Brewer community.
Murph, it did sound like you went out of your way to try and legitimize the movement of Woodruff now back onto the IL, just suggesting to the rest of the league, look, we're not trying to pull anything on you here. The guy really is hurt, and because otherwise you would have had to bring him up. There was a mandatory bring up, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get a 30-day rehab, and we were confident he would be ready in those days, and he was, except for this ankle injury that just came on. And he tried to pitch through it because he wanted so badly, and we let him do that knowing that you know, this may derail him for a little while, but it's not going to be long, guys. He'll be back on it very soon.
Jose Quintana had a shoulder that was bugging him a little bit. Is this just a precautionary type of thing, or how are you feeling about Jose?
Yeah, well, we got to watch for it because he came out of the gate so strong, and he's been a godsend for us with all our pitching injuries. I mean, four of our five starters were out to start the season. 11 of our top 18 were out, and that doesn't happen very often. I mean, you're not going to see that in any other team in baseball. Unfortunately, it happened to us this year, and we're going to have to respond to it. But Jose has been the one mainstay other than Freddie that we can just count on, knowing that he's going to go out and give us 5-6 innings every time. He's a veteran. We don't have many of those. And so when he came down with this, we said, no way, this can't happen. But fortunately, he's a veteran, and he's kind of managed it pretty well this week and feels like he can go this weekend. So we moved him back a few days, and we'll make the adjustment tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us here on Brewers 360. I'm trying to think if there's anything in the news locally, Murph, that we should ask you about.
Knowing
that I would have no idea.
Well, so here's an interesting one, and I'm not sure what your reaction is going to be because we were baffled by it, but apparently there is a trend on the social media of kids who get little Chromebooks from their school.
Your boy's got to have one of those,
right? Little laptops to work with, they do some of their homework on. Kids are being challenged to, like, stick, paper clips in there to see if they can catch their laptops on fire for fun.
Oh, well, that's not something that sounds very educational.
No, that's what we thought.
I'm just saying, my wife sent out a text to my otherwise really good kids, like, hey, don't do this, okay? So just helping you out here, you might want to run that by the boys, make sure that that hasn't crossed their paths yet.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. That's great stuff. I can rely on you guys every week for something special.
I have a little nugget for you. Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us.
What was the last thing? The boat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the boat, which was about a 33-foot pleasure cruiser, was beached on the on Bradford and McKinley Beach here in Milwaukee. They were able to pull it over the rock, which is about 30 feet long. It took all day. They had how many trucks would you say getting that?
Half a dozen. They had flatbeds. They had all these others. They had a couple of tows.
Murph,
there's
like dozens of people there. There's like at one point 50 to 60 people there watching this boat get taken out of the water. It became an event.
Did it ruin the boat?
Yeah, the boat's done.
The boat's done for.
All right, so the boat's done. That hurt somebody's feelings. It cost somebody a lot.
Well, go ahead.
Everybody's safe?
Yes, yes. So the boat, we didn't mention this part to you. The boat had been beached there since October. So the boat
spent the whole winter.
It spent all weekend or all winter there. It had been tagged up and got pretty, actually kind of unique graffiti on it. And it had been weathered, and people were stealing stuff off it. So it was not going to be utilized anymore. In fact, there's talk of maybe bringing it to a museum or a brewery, or who knows? Maybe we should get that thing at AmFam.
Wow. Let's not do that. Let's not work on that. We got enough to work on.
Okay, yeah. I feel like we have a good list.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It is Brewers and Guardians, 5:10 first pitch tonight in Cleveland. Thanks, Skip.
Bye-bye.